This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dragon Energy Activate.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Let's wind the clocks back 5 years. Regardless of your political affiliation, your political beliefs, anyone that you would have talked to would have said that the United States government is corrupt, there is a shadow government, and they don't like it, they'd like to do something about it. People have known this for years. A lot of people thought they voted for Obama to end such a state. Wasn't the case. And so imagine a deep state, shadow government, corruption at the FBI, corruption at the CIA. 5 years ago, you could have asked just about anyone, and they would have probably said, yep, CIA, FBI, don't trust them. Washington, D.C. is deeply corrupt. Now, what do you think it would look like if someone actually decided to fight back against it? What do you think it would look like if we, the people, actually decided to do something about it? What do you think that would look like? It looks like everything that you're seeing today. That's where we are. And it's just amazing to me that people can't see it yet. Russian collusion? I mean, really, Obama having a hot mic conversation that he didn't think would get aired, talking about, oh, when I get reelected, we'll meet with Putin. We'll get the things done. Oh, yeah. Nobody cared. Hillary Clinton receives $140 million from Russian donations to her foundation. Bill Clinton gets $500,000 for a speech. Hillary Clinton makes the Uranium One deal with Robert Mueller. Nothing. No Russian collusion, no complaints, no media outrage, no Democrat outrage, radio silence. Oh, but there's a picture of Jeff Sessions and Lavrov. Oh, Trump's colluding. Oh, Trump had a meeting, a one-on-one meeting with Putin. He's putting Russia ahead of the United States. And this is what people are saying. This is what people believe. And it couldn't be farther from the truth. So everything you're seeing is what pushback looks like. Everything you're seeing is what it looks like when you actually try to take on the corrupt government. That's what you're seeing right now. And you got a news cycle that's so tight that yesterday's congressional hearings on social media censorship is like old news. I mean, because that's how fast things are moving now. And Trump today has just been just savage on Twitter, just absolutely savage on Twitter. In fact, maybe I should just read Trump's tweets at some segment today. But in the next segment and in the first hour, we're going to be hearing from Alex Jones. He's going to give you the latest breaking news on what happened yesterday with the Drudge Report getting shut down and the Breitbart story highlighting how, or excuse me, the Gateway Pundit story highlighting how Breitbart was also shut down. Alex is going to be breaking down why the Democrats are in such a panic. But again, you have to understand, none of the media people cared about Obama or Hillary or anyone talking to Russians, quote unquote, colluding. There is no collusion until Trump did it. Trump has mostly said what every other politician has said at some point, except he's actually doing it. this is what the American Revolution looks like. This is what taking down the deep state looks like. Alex Jones on the other side.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, July 18th, 2018, and I come to you with the most dire of news. Our republic is hanging by a thread. Multinational globalist forces allied with and funded by communist authoritarian China have hacked all of our government computers, all our government secrets, all the government asset codes, their assets. We have been set up for a fall. In the 11th hour, patriots in our country and in our intelligence agencies and in our corporations rallied to get President Trump elected right when the deep state was planning to finish America off in 2017 and 18. It's in all the WikiLeaks. They have now been for over a year and a half trying to foment insurrection and civil war in this country. And they've been trying to push the narrative that President Trump is somehow a Russian agent. They have intensified their calls for him to be killed or for him to be removed under the 25th Amendment or under a military coup on MSNBC, CNN, and every other major channel. Traitors at Fox News have all weighed in except for Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity and viciously lied about the president and stabbed him in the back. I am afraid for my nation. I'm afraid for my family. I personally am not afraid myself. I am afraid for the society that doesn't deserve President Trump. Trump has put himself in the center of unprecedented attacks in history, unprecedented lies, unprecedented deception, and they are now launching the ignition phase. You can smell it. You can see it. They're admitting it to remove President Trump by this fall. Now, Clapper and Brennan said at the Aspen Institute with Wolf Blitzer last year that they would remove him by the Christmas break. They tried that coup. It failed. They are now back on television, not just at policy forums, but on mainline TV saying, overthrow him, U.S. military. They have all of their Democrat operatives, Alexandria, Cortez, and others, we'll play this in a moment, saying, occupy federal buildings, occupy ICE, occupy the border, blow off the doors of the castle, which was an old communist Chinese weatherman plot that was discovered in the 70s. People went to prison for it. She is executing the weatherman plot. Soros and the UN are down in Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, massing hundreds of thousands to flood, which will then open up for millions. This is the takedown plan, just like you've seen in Europe with 10 million military-aged men the last 5 years, and the implosion there, and the UN setting up bases now to, quote, deal with the crisis they created inside Spain and other areas where the EU has ordered them to let in millions more, and millions more are on the way. Eastern Europe is valiantly fighting back as hordes descend upon them. The globalists have collapsed the third world and are now using it as a massive battering ram to take down the West. Now, on record, Communist China received the Office of Personnel Management files on 21.4 million U.S. government employees, their families, their assets, CIA, NSA, and 14 other intelligence agencies. We have been sold out. The Panama Canal, all deepwater ports, all rare earth minerals have been given to China. It is off limits for U.S. companies. They will be indicted under Bush and then Obama if they even try to engage in it. Only multinational corporations are allowed to be tax exempt. Apple has officially moved to China and given the code keys to everyone's iPhones and iCloud and bank accounts to the Chinese government officially. Emojis of Taiwan are not allowed to be sent. They're having by U.S. citizens. Until it got lifted a few days ago, it was a little too obvious. Congress just had hearings in the Judiciary Committee lying about InfoWars, Diamond and Silk, and others, calling for a complete ban of conservatives online. It's already happened. They've already governed it back, regulated it back over 90%. They are making their move, ladies and gentlemen, right now. And we've never been in a more critical position historically. Trump has proven himself by going in and removing some of the barriers the globalists have put to shut down our economy, to bankrupt Americans and force us onto welfare and food stamps, the admitted Cloward and Piven plan in WikiLeaks to make us poor and dependent. Read Hillary's own statements. But they've changed the subject onto who hacked the emails. Nice magician's misdirection, isn't it? They've changed the subject about why she had an illegal Dropbox server, why she received $3 billion, mainly from foreign governments, to put super secrets on that server daily, just like you do putting it under a park bench or behind the bushes in the old days if you were a spy. She's not a spy. She's a mercenary. She's a demolition expert bringing down this country. And on our deathbed, as America was being prepared for race war and societal disintegration and women being turned against the men and complete collapse, Donald Trump was recruited by patriots 2 years before he even announced his run. When the military did a soft coup on Obama and said, we're not going to back Al-Qaeda in Syria. He was recruited. And we are here trying to save the country. We are Americans. We are patriots. We are not the wicked CNN that supports China's sale of human organs of Christians and Buddhists. We do not support all of this sickening behavior and anti-American behavior by the big universities in Hollywood. We are fighting with everything we've got. And it makes me so sad to see so many Americans hit the talking point that was sent out that Trump was a traitor for even meeting with Putin in private, which U.S. presidents have done for decades, held back to World War II with Russian leaders. That's the president's prerogative. And Congress wants to subpoena the interpreter, and they're acting like it's all criminal and saying he's the traitor when they're the globalist. They're the people that openly hate the country. They're the people that hate the bitter clingers and hate flyover country. And Democrat courts ban the American flag and say it's a gang symbol in public schools, Ninth Circuit. They're the ones trying to bring in brainwashed, collapsed third world populations that are communists out of Venezuela. Venezuela has had 4 million people the last 6 months, according to their own numbers, leave, and they're going El Norte. And they're so dumbed down, they want to come where they think the communism's better. It's happening. So, let's play this clip of Alexandria Cortez saying, occupy government buildings, borders, U.S. airports. Occupy it all. That's a communist term. Occupy. Shut down the infrastructure for the civil unrest I told you that's coming. They are planning to launch a civil war. And July 4th, in their own admissions, was the demarcation line. Here she is.
I believe the moral character of the United States is at stake. So for me, it wasn't a question of whether I should go down there. If we have to have a rapid response. And I think every day that we go on, especially a day when something that heinous happens, we have to occupy all of it. We need to occupy every airport. We need to occupy every border. We need to occupy every ICE office until those kids are back with their parents, period.
The kids you told to come here, the kids, many of them, their parents were killed coming through Mexico. You don't care. Hundreds of thousands dead over there. Never discuss of that. You dictate America's moral authority as a rich girl posing as a poor girl selling communism and socialism. What a monster. So that's where we are as a culture. That's where we are as a society. And I'm going to lay out here their battle plan and what they're going to do. And I want to break something down here. I'm not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm not trying to have Google and Facebook and Twitter let me share all my posts. If I wanted to do that, I'd be a propagandist for the enemy. The fact that they are initiating against every libertarian, every conservative, every nationalist, every pro-gun group, every pro-Trump group, total draconian censorship. And suddenly Fox News isn't carrying many of Trump's speeches. Shows they're going to go for broke again, just like they did last fall. But if we're aware of it, and if we get the word out, they won't be able to execute it. That's why they hate us. But the ignition phase, primary ignition, they've lit the fuse. That's what that means in coup parlance and nomenclature and in the legal vernacular of the CIA. So we are here with foreign multinationals.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to have more from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. And he's going to get more into detail about what we're talking about. But we are under attack here at InfoWars. We need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Defeat the Democrats censorship sale happening right now. You've got huge discounts, 50% off some of the top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Support the InfoWars. Support us. Help us grow. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with more from Alex Jones.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are here with foreign multinationals backed by the Chi-Coms. They're in Chinese papers bragging. They're at Davos saying, we'll defeat Trump, we'll defeat America. The EU, the unelected Juncker, the Nazi heir with the Chi-Coms, all against America. Which side are you on? Now, when we continue, I'm going to break down what the president needs to do to counter this, in my humble opinion. Now, what does the president need to do? I understand subtlety. It's my job not to be subtle. I'm a shock troop. You're shock troops. You get bullied, you get attacked, you get discriminated against because you love freedom. You tell the truth. You know communism is a horrible, evil system. You support America. You support the better ideas of America. You support Martin Luther King's idea of unity and true ideas and what you stand for, not what color you are. Everything the weaponized corporate left is the 180-degree polar opposite of that. And they're trying to circumnavigate the success of liberty and freedom and hope we don't have a memory of history or the things they've done. But I know the president understands that if he comes out and says we've been penetrated by China, our major 50 public universities were run by Chinese intelligence. I couldn't even believe the Washington Post admitted that 2 months ago. I've been talking about that for years. The Office of Personnel Management, all our files were handed over by Obama 5 years ago. We are wide open. That would tank the stock market. China owns our debt. The CFR positioned us for the Chinese century. We were set up between the EU, the big banks, and China to be looted, to be controlled, to be brought to heel, to be dominated. And then to only be a military set piece that they fully controlled to keep China in line. But the double cross was so huge in the global government program that they actually put China in the catbird seat, and all the top globalists moved to China and bought houses there and have become dual citizens. And that's why Apple and all of them have officially moved there. Do you understand the level of treason I am breaking down to you and your family right now? This is all fact. When I read 4 months ago in Reuters where they said, well, it's normal. Tim Cook of Apple said, we moved to China. And the government runs you there. Now we're tax exempt. U.S. had 40% tax. China had 15. We went to 15. They went to zero. They said, you got to be state run. And what had already been done behind the scenes went public. You understand the magnitude. If Trump gave the Office of Personnel Management files to Russia, if he allowed Apple to move to Russia, I would call for his impeachment. In fact, I would call for high treason charges, which I call for all these globalists that have done it. But Donald Trump didn't do that. He was steadfast. He believed in free market. He believed in America. He believed in pragmatically turning on the free market and trying to free these countries and trying to make a deal with North Korea and actually help their people with development. But these cults of power, they don't want that. And Communist China's trying to block that. And the left is celebrating, betting on China, saying, oh, China controls the North. You'll never get them to come into the light. You'll never get them to come out of the dark. You'll never get them to come in out of the cold. You'll never get them to free their people. Ah, ha, ha. And I watch Hollywood and the left and these cynical, evil people laughing at America and doing all these evil things. Oh, yeah, China's the new IMF, the new World Bank. They're the new robber baron. They're the new economic hitmen. They go in. They're the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan all bragged last year. They said, you'll never save America. China's, we're giving them unlimited money. They built dozens of cities bigger than Austin, Texas, that no one even lives in. They're just huge, empty buildings. And it's for the West. They say when we collapse America, the rich Americans will come here and join the party. And they've done it. They bet on 1.5 billion slaves. They bet on China that didn't even have running water 60 years ago, didn't even have sewage in 90%+. Now they have everything. All our secrets, everything. And this is what they've done to our country. And then I sit there and I watch these people piss on our desperate deathbed struggle, rallying like I saw my grandmother rally a month before she died. She went down to like 80 pounds. She looked like the Crypt Keeper, beautiful woman. Just my mother said, look, I can't believe it. She came back from the dead, basically. And then she wanted to talk to us, wanted to talk about things. And then she died. About a month later, she gained some weight back, but then died. And, you know, I really think the communists and the globalists, all of them might just win, actually. They're going to bankrupt the country and have race wars, and the left won't even care. They don't even know because they were trained like ducks, like baby goslings, baby goose, ducklings, baby ducks. They imprinted on hating America. They were brought up that their ideology, because they were intellectual elites, even though they have nothing and are nothing, was hating God, hating America, hating John Wayne, hating at least those ideals of George Washington, because they're such beta followers. And they sold them on a system. You can be a traitor. You can be a scumbag. You can be a piece of filth. And if you just go along with the system, you can then take all those alpha males and all those guys with the big barrel chests and the good-looking wives and then the guys that built all this, and you can rule over them. And then you're run by the communist Chinese and the big CFR Rockefeller Foundation that he wrote in the New York Times and when Mao died. The editorial's online. Type in David Rockefeller's praise for Mao Zedong when he died in the late 70s. And he says, China is the model for the future. China is what we're going to do to America. But America will serve China. And I just admire Chairman Mao. Even though Chairman Mao was hated by the Chinese communists when they removed him and put his wife in prison, and he died on house arrest because they learned he was a CIA OSS agent and was actually planning their long-term sabotage as well, and a triple-cross secret nuclear attack with Russia. And it's true what Trump said. The Chinese communists have outmaneuvered our elites because our elites just think in 10-year cycles, not 50 or 100. And so they hated America because they were trained to hate America because the robber barons 120 years ago couldn't beat the American spirit. So they said, we'll finance public school. We'll make people hate America. And so they were just tailor-made with this education system to be overtaken by foreign enemies that will slit their throats in a minute. The minute the U.S. goes down, in that whole process, China's going to get all these globalists to run over there. And then within a decade, they'll take everything they've got as well. They're just the cold-blooded, psychotic, almost robot, reptilian-like evil of communism melded with the worst attributes of the lesser angels of Chinese culture has created the ultimate abomination. God help us is all I can say. God help us. We are under total attack. This is our country under total attack. And 150 years ago, royalty was being thrown out in Europe, so they financed the communists to con the serfs who were being freed off the land back into another communal system. And the poor peasants bought it up like putting cyanide in baby's milk. The baby doesn't know. So this is where we stand. I'm going to go to a few more of these clips. But
All right, we're going to break here. We're going to have Alex Jones on the other side breaking it all down. Again, though, we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge discounts happening right now. During this break, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself some BrainForce Plus.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, let me speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, they're totally ending free speech on the internet. Right now, they're calling for violence against conservatives, libertarians. Right now, they're saying remove the president, military coup, killing. And we need to be talking about what the president needs to do, because, Mr. President, I understand you want to be confident, you want to fix the economy, you want to show folks that, but in a country where even our poor people are better off than a lot of folks in third world countries, people have the identity of hating you and hating America more than they want to be independent and wealthy. You've got to square with them and just come out about the Office of Personnel Management hack, the sellout to the Communist Chinese. You got to go ahead and tell the Chinese, because they're not backing down. You got to go ahead and tell them with the traitors like Phil Mudd and Brennan and all the scum of the earth that was put in there, and Obama that's quarterbacking all this, that you're not going to get away with a daylight coup and saying all of us that support freedom are Russian agents because we want to bring America back and do all this. Russia is in the globalist crosshairs because it, too, is a sovereign country out of their control. Doesn't mean they don't have their own problems or have corruption. But they're not anti-Christian. They're not anti-Western now. And the globalists know that Russia got away from them after 87 years of being brutalized. And they're aware of what's unfolding. So let me get into some of these important clips now, and then I have some other key points I've not made yet. Let's go ahead and just play this little clip, because at the same time he's saying, oh, the intelligence agencies are really great people, the lights go out. You can see they're clearly dimmed on purpose. Was it a stunt, an SOS by the president? Tucker Carlson points out that it was, his statement was like that of a kidnapped man, of a man held hostage. A hostage letter, a hostage tape. The lights go out, but at the same time, DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, ZeroHedge.com, and Breitbart.com and others selectively had their DNSs turned off where no one can go to the websites for 1 hour. 60 minutes exactly turned off in a statement that we have the internet kill switch and Trump needs to take back control. They built back doors into this. They gave it to China. Brennan, all the Obama people still are in the national security system that is totally illegal, totally panopticonic, absolutely beyond Big Brother, Big Brother to infinity. And now that's going on. So here's the president with the lights going off, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got his hostage statement. So this is where we are. And you can have America. You can have prosperity. You can have free market worldwide, 1776 worldwide, freedom for everybody, the Chinese, the Indians, the Mexicans, the Germans, the Russians, humanity. Or we can have big corporate anti-human depopulation that you see everywhere. It's, the choice is up to you. So here's Trump with the lights going off. And then we'll play back-to-back the clip of him when he basically says, oh, I meant, these agencies, the same one run by Obama, run by Brennan, run by Clapper, that have all been caught lying, that lied about spying on him, that were in bed with Russia, uranium. It's anything evil, they do it. And then they turn it around. It's sick. It's a fraud. It's a hoax. And again, the internet censorship is kicking in right now because they're making their move. The globalists are gearing up right now. This is it. And then if we back them off this time, they'll try again next year. But they're really... they're committed. I can feel it. I can see it. They're making their move. Let's go ahead and go to these clips.
By saying that, once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies. Whoops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agents. There it goes. Okay. You guys okay?
It was big news back during the campaign that Google was rigging stuff for Hillary and that CNN was rigging debates. But now the media is like, oh, we're just banning all the conservatives. It's okay. They're bad people. Diamond and Silk, Alex Jones. And the Republican congressman sit there and hear and go, okay, well, I guess it's your own company. Just ban everybody. And then lie about them. And then attack them, and then call for the overthrow of the president. We're in an information war. Here's the president, as Tucker Carlson said, being held hostage yesterday, basically reversing himself when he didn't buy into Russian, meddling is the reason he won. Give me a break. Hillary was in bed with Russia. But now, oh, my God, he's this big traitor siding with Russia, even though he's bringing the country back. If he doesn't say it, so they demonize him.
I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all.
Now, look at what they do. They make a guy that came from nowhere in politics wins. The economy turns around a year and a half later. All these good things are happening. And they say, oh, it's the Russians. And it's the perfect way to persecute the American people. And talk show hosts, they've called Tucker Carlson a Russian agent to his face on Fox News. They've called Rand Paul a Russian agent. Rand Paul got threatened just this week by CNN saying, oh, what are you with Putin now? By Wolf Blitzer. This is the insanity. Russia can't even get its traffic lights working in half its country. China is who sold us down the river. China is who the globalists have been allied with. China is the issue, and everybody knows that in any policy paper. So some of the other key points here, I'm going to come back with the whole Tucker Carlson situation, because there's only a few patriots out there left, and I'm so ashamed of the other Fox News people, the rest of them, but thank God there's still some patriots, and they need to be praised. And thank you, the listeners out there, for your being awake as well. There is a coup against Trump taking place now in full swing. This is the ignition phase. He needs to get involved with the Internet kill switch. They're clearly testing to shut down DNS's Patriot websites entirely. And then the first thing, they have to shut us down on the social networks first. And again, this is a beta test for everybody, but they're making their move. Trump must tell the American people about how the Democratic Party and the globalists are allied with China, and just go ahead and bring it out that we're penetrated by the Chi-Coms. I know the intelligence agencies tell you don't do it, and they're the ones that help get you elected, the patriot groups, but this is emergency surgery. You've got to – they're saying you're a foreign asset, President Trump. You've got to bring out that they're the foreign assets. I mean, anybody that's got two brain cells rubbed together, we know you're a patriot. We know you're Americana. Good Lord. But everybody knows that about me. But you still got to tell the public and hit them with the fact that they are what they say you are. They're projecting. They're flipping it. So you must tell the American people. I know they're planning to crash markets and try to hold you hostage. And so that's why you've been trying to just nicely share power and say, come on, let's not destroy America. That's not fair in public and in private meetings. He's like, why do we have a 280% tariff on our milk to Canada? And then everybody says, screw America. Why does China have huge tariffs? No. Why are you out to get America? Let's just have prosperity. Let's have global victory. Let's have free market, because they don't want free market. The big billionaire, trillion controlling companies want total power and control, ladies and gentlemen. As Tucker Carlson said, the president is more and more being held hostage. He believed in us. He believed we would rally. He believed we would want freedom. He believed we would see through the lies. And a lot of us have. But big tech has brought in total censorship to dial back his reach, to dial back our resistance. A lot of conservatives are asleep thinking, oh, everything's fine, Trump's in, when the real war just started. We only got a beachhead a year and a half ago. This is the main war. This is the Battle of the Bulge. This is the Nazi counterstrike. All right. Again, I'm going to do another live feed here coming up with Tucker Carlson and what's happening there. And this is where you choose what side you're on. They're making their move, ladies and gentlemen. They say they're in a civil war. They say they want mass death. They say they want to teach. They're trying to get minorities to be basically KKK members and say, kill white people. It's on. The media, Hollywood, Chi-Coms, the EU, the big banks against America. This is it. You're going to get prosperity and freedom and incredible things if you just join America. My God, you were born here in this country, most of you. What the hell is your problem? And a lot of immigrants coming here, they understand they were fleeing tyranny. They're really upset. This is history happening. So people better wake up, because the fight is now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to take a break here on the Alex Jones Show. But we've got more from Alex when we come back. And then I've got a plethora of news to get to. For the rest of the broadcast, Mike Adams, Rufio Panman joining me in studio as well. This is the Alex Jones Show. It's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I took some brain force during the break, so this time I can actually finish my sentence. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
The individuals on CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News that defamed and besmirched our president and that lied about him and that engaged in aiding and abetting the globalist combine that's trying to bring this country down. Instead, I want to recognize the individuals the last 2 days who publicly stood up for President Trump and told the truth. Senator Rand Paul, former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and the listeners of this broadcast. You better believe that Sean Hannity, because I know this for a fact, and Tucker Carlson have been threatened with their jobs, even though they're top rated, if they don't get with the Russia narrative. The other host rolled over like a big old fat dead fish in the sun floating around in the water. And it makes me sad for them. Trump is an American. Trump is taking America back from the globalists that are allied with the Chi-Cons. Trump is a patriot. And I just want to say, I'm not a sunshine patriot. I'm a winter soldier. And I 1,000% support the president. I 1,000% know a man by his enemies, and I've seen him get limited control of our government and things turn around. And he knew it would turn around because they were artificially suppressing this country. epic history is happening right now. The globalists have an internet kill switch Obama put in. Brennan, all of them still have control of it. The deep state is filled with a bunch of people like Reality Winner, who wanted to join ISIS and hated all white people when she was white. We are overrun by the filth the universities have produced for two generations to finally bring America down. And they launched their attack with Hillary and in the last minute failed. They failed in that battle. They are now launching counterstrikes, ladies and gentlemen. You can say what you want about me or Trump or Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity, but we believe in free market. We believe in America. We believe in this republic. Why not? It's a thousand times better than communist China or the EU or Venezuela. And this is where we're from. And they teach us that it's stupid, it's quaint to love America or love free market in these universities that have become engines of anti-free speech and evil. And now they're all over the news saying overthrow the president. Tucker Carlson's right. Trump was like a captured man when he made those statements, knowing it's Brennan and all those people with all their fake intelligence caught spying on him illegally. The people that ran America in the ground by design. Our military enforces world government. China economically takes over. So let's go to Tucker Carlson and the courage of telling the truth.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. We just landed from Helsinki back in the nation's capital where it is hot and intense. We're going to have our full extended interview with the president from Helsinki. We're going to show that to you in just a minute. We asked him, of course, about Russia, but there are, believe it or not, many more important and pressing issues on the world stage, not just Russia. And we asked the president about those as well. We'll bring the whole thing to you coming up in just a second. But first, tonight, with remarkable speed and intensity, the media, the foreign policy establishment, both political parties have come together as one to attack the president for his meeting yesterday with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. Anderson Cooper, John McCain, Mitt Romney, they all described the president's remarks about Russia as disgraceful. Former CIA director John Brennan called those remarks treasonous and grounds for impeachment. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer announced that Trump was being blackmailed by a foreign power. Others accused him of being a sleeper agent, a spy. One member of Congress from Tennessee called for a military coup against the presidency. Well, as the rage storm swirled, the president bowed to the inevitable, genuflecting before U.S. intelligence agencies whose judgment must never be questioned, and recited the now obligatory oath of loyalty to the spy bureaucrats now in charge of our country. Watch.
And a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't, or why it wouldn't be Russia. So, just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought I would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
So that's the hostage tape. The president buckled to criticism. I know what they're saying. That's exactly what happened. He buckled. And that happens. This is politics, after all. What is amazing and unusual and ominous is who made him buckle. The people yelling the loudest about how the Russians are our greatest enemy and Trump is their puppet happen to be the very same people who have been mismanaging our foreign policy for the past two decades. The people who invaded Iraq and wouldn't admit it was a mistake. People who killed Muammar Gaddafi for no obvious reason and prolonged the horrible Syrian civil war and then threw open the borders of Europe. The ones still defending the pointless Afghan conflict and even now planning brand new disasters around the world in Lebanon, Iran, and yes, in Russia. These are the people who've made America weaker and poorer and sadder. The group whose failures got Trump elected in the first place. You would think by this late date they would be discredited completely and unemployable, wearing uniforms and picking up trash by the side of a turnpike somewhere. But no,
they think
not.
We don't have memory.
They're hosting cable news shows. They're holding high.
They work for the Chi-Coms. Of course they're trying to wreck us.
They run virtually every nonprofit public policy institution in Washington. They are still, in some sense, in charge of our national conversation. And naturally, they hate the idea of rethinking or correcting any of the countless blunders they've made.
What they hate is the idea of a president that's actually president. That's why they're pissed.
He calls them on those blunders. Now, being Trump, he can't always explain precisely what he means to say. Sometimes he gets the details wrong, or he gets sidetracked with some personal vendetta, as if anybody cares about that ridiculous
Jim
Acosta guy. Nobody does. But on the big questions, Trump is indisputably right. The Cold War is over. The world has changed. It is time to rethink America's alliances.
God, thank God there's still people that aren't total traitors.
Russia is not a close friend of the United States. But the question is, why should we consider Russia a mortal enemy? Of course Russia spies on us. So do a lot of countries,
China,
far more effectively than Russia. The Russian attempt to meddle in our election was comically amateurish. Badly targeted Facebook ads almost nobody saw. Compare that effort to the deep penetration of American industry and the defense sector by the communist government of China. Or compare it to the remarkable sway that the Sunni Gulf states have over our political process. Or the fact that Latin American countries are changing election outcomes here by forcing demographic change on this country at a rate that American voters consistently say they don't want. Those are all major challenges from foreign powers to our American democracy. They're real.
And say it, Tucker! The Democrats and Republicans!
Well, here's one reason.
Those TICOMs, man! You're the traitors! We're going to get your ass, Brennan! And you too, Mudd!
...in their homes and watch their kids. Those countries can't be our enemies, in their view. But nobody here is getting rich from Russia, so therefore Putin must be a mortal foe. That's what the neocons are telling us we are
That's
required.
Right. They don't run Russia, is why they hate them.
Actually believe it?
It's like they hate Trump.
Any person who's read a newspaper this year could recite that talking point without laughing because it's stupid. So the only option, if you want to force the population
man,
to accept
Carlson's
something
on
ridiculous,
fire, man.
Is to make sure they don't think too much about it.
This is the next level.
Quiet.
Tucker Carlson is the next level.
And if you don't believe it, watch what's happening.
Everything we've been looking for right there.
Obviously, it's possible, entirely possible, maybe likely that the Russian government broke into the DNC servers before the last election. It certainly sounds like something they might do. But before we act like we know for a fact that that's what happened and go to war with Russia over that, shouldn't we see some actual evidence that it happened? Why not? Like maybe a server or at least a clear explanation.
Oh, like Congress having hearings to ban me and then not letting me be there to face my accuser.
How dare he? That's a treasonous thought, we were told. He's a quisling, a traitor to his country. That's what they're saying. And not just a few of them. All of them are saying that.
But they're globalists. They're the ones that sold the country out.
A second about what they're demanding. If you don't automatically accept the imprecise, non-specific, never fully explained findings of shadowy intelligence agencies with long documented track records of making serious mistakes, you've somehow betrayed your country. The very people who assured you that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, the ones who said the Shah would never fall in Iran, etc., etc., those people must be believed without question or else. On television, this group is called the Intelligence Community. That's an Orwellian name if there ever was one. Where exactly is this community we hear so much about? Does it have a zip code? A public library system? A youth football league? How long before Congress starts demanding unthinking obedience to the lawmaker community? It's a community, after all. You must obey it. Dissent is unpatriotic. And if you don't agree, you're working for Vladimir Putin. That's where we're heading, by the way, and fast. In some ways, this whole story is about Donald Trump and what he said and what he does. But on a deeper level, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This is about democracy, whether or not voters rule their country. It turns out the very people telling you they are saving our democracy are working overtime to destroy it and scolding you as they do.
100% pure veritas. It's a hole in one. I've never done anything like that. Tucker Carlson's the king now, period. He's the guy. And he wrote that. And understand this. Just like they tell you over and over again, you know, worship Edward R. Murrow. That's what Edward R. Murrow wished he was. We're the Americans. We're taking the country back. The people trying to oppose us are the traitors. It's that simple. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.